With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel will not pull out from a key location in the Gaza ceasefire deal.
An Israeli official has said the Israeli military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. Israel's pullout from the so-called Philadelphia corridor was part of the ceasefire deal. Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas and key mediator Egypt at a sensitive moment for the fragile deal. The official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of four hostages in exchange for the release of over 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails, the last planned exchange of the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend. I'm Karen Chavas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Democrats are calling for an economic blackout Friday. Angered by the elimination of DEI initiatives, leftists are refusing to spend money for 24 hours at companies who have done away with the Marxist practice. Many others plan to shop in support of the companies who are DEI-free. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says it's important that Congress help President Trump stave off the threat posed by China's global ambitions.
We should all be concerned about the existential threat that is China economically and from a military perspective. There's no doubt that a country that lies, cheats, and steals our intellectual property is stealing a part of the future.
He says the threat of technology theft by China poses a serious threat to Western democracies.
Chairman of the Banking Committee, I'm looking to make sure that we slow down, if not stop, certain products and technologies going to China. It's not in our best interest. And frankly, it's not in the world's best interest. The weaker they get, the better it is for the world.
Senator Scott was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. The Senate will vote on President Trump's choice to lead the Education Department next week. This is SRN News. A victory for pro-life advocates in Illinois.
Lawmakers in Carbondale have repealed a buffer zone law that barred pro-life protests within 100 feet of any abortion clinic. A lawsuit against the zones had made its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and it appeared that city officials were afraid they might lose, which might have cost a lot of money in attorneys' fees and damages. In the end, the High Court did not take up the case, but the Carbondale buffer zone law is no more, and pro-lifers are celebrating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pentagon has revealed the specifics of its new transgender troop policy in a court filing. It says that any service member or recruit who's been diagnosed with or treated for gender dysphoria is disqualified from serving unless they can prove they meet a specific warfighting need and adhere to restrictions on their day-to-day behavior. The policy memo was included in a court filing in a lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive order barring these people from military service. This is SRN News. Dozens of people were reportedly injured Thursday after two explosions hit a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in eastern Congo.
Thousands of people were in Bukavu's Independence Square, where the rebel leader, Corneille Nangaa, was making his first appearance since the M23 group seized the city earlier this month. Eyewitnesses say an explosion caused the crowd to flee in panic. Then a second blast rang out, followed by gunfire. Videos show several bodies on the road and emergency workers carrying away the injured. It's not yet clear who launched the attack.
Blue Origin's upcoming flight to space will feature a group of women. The rocket company owned by Jeff Bezos announced Thursday the singer Katy Perry, Oprah's buddy Gayle King, and Bezos' fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, will be part of the crew. A launch date hasn't been announced, but it's expected to happen sometime this spring. More details at srnnews.com.